I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. You know, politics and religion and sex are topics avoided in polite conversation. Asking strangers their age or weight, that's absolutely taboo, unless you are asking as the guesser at a carnival or amusement park. In a culture obsessed with youth and slenderness, why do we still go to these guessers every summer? Producer Jane Iben visited a few parks in Ohio to find out why.
For 52 years, Ray DeFreitas has made a career out of guessing people's age and weight. He travels to carnivals around the country, including a recent stop at the IX Indoor Amusement Park in Cleveland, Ohio. Spending time with the charming, heavy-set, and weathered DeFreitas, it's easy to forget that discussing age and weight is anything but entertaining.
They love the game because they just want to see, you know, they want to see if they look, do they look their age or do they look their weight?
Before long, a muscular young man and his girlfriend step up to DeFreitas' booth.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. What do you want, guys?
My weight.
You weigh 186.
While those visiting DeFreitas' booth are all smiles, he's acutely aware of how serious age and weight can be for many, especially some women.
Don't look your age. How old are you?
How old? 56.
Not that 5 old.
How about that? In fact, I'll be 57 next.
Wonderful.
Next month.
There are tricks of the trade to spare some customers embarrassment. When DeFreitas guesses an older woman's age, which he always writes down on a small pad of paper, and it's well over her actual age, she'll never know it. If he writes 60, but she's actually 56, he won't show her what he's written down. Instead, he'll automatically subtract 10 years and tell her he's guessed 50. She still wins a teddy bear, but he also makes her day. DeFreitas is a rarity in the world of age and weight guessers. Most guessers at amusement parks across the country are college students, like Lindsay Pascavan. This outgoing 21-year-old blonde from Swartz Creek, Michigan, has been a guesser at Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio, for 4 summers. Guests pay $5 for Pascavan to guess their birth month within 2 months, age within 2 years, or weight within 3 pounds. Winners at her booth choose from an assortment of teddy bears and stuffed animals that, like most carnival prizes, are likely to be worth less than the cost of playing the game. Guessers at Cedar Point are trained to be customer-friendly, but they're also trained to guess accurately, to win. Pascavan finds that many of the people who play the game look younger or older, thinner or heavier than they really are. It's her job to discern the truth.
Part of a game is just all strategy. I mean, just like any other game, if you're going to play basketball, you think about, okay, how am I going to fake out my opponent? So you think about it that way.
Psychologists who study this behavior say the phenomenon makes sense in our narcissistic culture. People like being the center of attention, and the obsession with age and weight make them appropriate subjects for a little lighthearted fun. Men seem more impervious to the public embarrassment of having their age or weight overguessed. This 35-year-old visitor to Cedar Point has just been told he looks 50.
And I won. That's all that matters. Steph, pick out what you want.
What do you get?
And finally, it's that lure of winning a prize that trumps any potential embarrassment of heavily stepping on an oversized scale or being publicly told you look twice your age. For NPR News, I'm Jane Iben.
I'm Alex Chadwick, and Day to Day returns in just a moment.